You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with their team every single day. Today, we're going to talk about goals. We love them as a society. When we have them, we feel accomplished. And when we hit them, we feel ecstatic. But when we don't have goals, you know, we feel like we're stuck. We feel like we're behind. And when we miss them, we feel unworthy, like we failed. We call people relationship goals, dad goals, life goals. We're obsessed with goals. But the reality is the goals may just be ruining our satisfaction. And in today's episode, I'll explain why your trading may be suffering because of these very same goals and how you can set up your future for more success without them. So let's dive right into the show today. So here's the problem with goals, all right, is that a goal is essentially a prediction of the future. And you know, it's amazing to know what you want, but sometimes planning too much on how exactly you're going to achieve these goals leaves blind spots. And the reality is that, you know, you may not get there exactly how you planned. And there's an old saying that I want to bring your attention to: make a plan so you know what's not going to happen, right? When you're predicting the future, there are so many variables that you have to take into account. I mean, use this as an example. We can't even predict the market with 100% certainty in the next minute. How are we going to predict the course of life, a much more complicated instrument than a stock market? And how are we going to be able to, you know ahead of time where exactly we're going to be and to be able to plan for it, right? You can't predict the future 5 minutes out. So how do you expect to predict something as complicated as a goal, the steps you need to take, the exact timing of everything that needs to come together, all right? Foreseeing an infinite amount of challenges, you know, your health, your lifestyle, your personal needs, your career, you really can't. It's impossible, all right? And so goals are things that are designed to be failed. And you never really achieve your goals with 100%, even if they're the best goals in the world. Here's the good news. You don't even have to try to achieve 100% or those goals. There's an easier way. And personally, some of my biggest achievements in life have come without specific goals, without specific action steps, and instead trusting my intuition and focusing on the real-time data, kind of like trading, rather than trying to anticipate things that might never be. All right, in my personal life, you know, when I focus more on what it is I'm trying to achieve, and I put my energy, rather than creating actionable steps, but I instead invest my time and energy into being aware and being present, I notice opportunities that I could have never planned for. I notice doors opening that bring me to my goals that I wouldn't have, you know, in my wildest dreams, be able to put those things together. When you hold the vision of what you want, things connect and life works for you. All right. Life isn't, you know, life is happening to you. Things are happening for you. All right. Not to you. And so I'm going to share my process of manifestation with you and goal achievement without having goals. But I want to take look at some examples first of some traditional goals and why they might not be great, especially in training or trading rather, which is, you know, training as well, training to trade. So here are a few examples of how these goals that we're talking about could actually hurt your trading, because I know the title is bold, so I got to justify it. Goal number one, and this one's common. People say in 6 months, I want to be making $500 a day, US dollars, from trading, and I want to be doing this trading thing full time. All right. And this sounds amazing. It's definitely a great target. It's a great goal. It's a great accomplishment on paper. So what exactly then is the problem? Well, what if you could achieve that goal in 3 months? Wouldn't that serve you better? Do you have to wait 6 months to get to that $500 a day figure? What if you could just do it in 3 months? That would be more beneficial. No one's upset when they hit goals in shorter time periods. But the problem is, because your action plan is designed for 6 months, All right. When you hit the goal at the 3 month mark, you may not even realize it. And you may not even hit the goal by the 3 month mark because you're doing things that are going to take you six. Let's look at it on the flip side, though. What if it would actually take you a full year to achieve that 6 month goal? Wouldn't it frustrate you and make you feel like you failed? When 6 months and 1 hour passes, you're going to look at this and say, hey, you know what? I'm only doing $300 a day from trading. I'm not full time yet. This is 6 months. I failed my goal and I failed myself. And now you take on the identity of failure. But what if instead you said, hey, look, $300 a day, I'm grateful for, and I'm making progress towards my goal. So if you have a tangible expectation in a certain amount of time, it will disappoint you both ways. If you hit it earlier, all right, or if you hit it later, both of them weren't according to plan. And there's a sense of failing, even though if you hit it early, it's great, but you still feel like, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't real. I don't really believe in this. I planned for it to take 6 months. Is this luck? And the bottom line here is that focusing too much on the end result makes you completely ignore the important information in the real time. All right. What happens if, you know, something sidetracks you? All right. What happens if, like, here's what I'm trying to say. When you put all of your energy on the action plan of how you're going to achieve those goals, because we know, hey, if you have a goal and you have no action plan, it's a useless goal. But is it? Because if you put all of your energy into the things that you think you should be doing to hit your goals, aren't we ignoring the things we may not have thought of that would actually get us there quicker? Isn't this insane focus on what we plan to do also a distraction from what we could be doing instead? Aren't we missing the opportunity cost? So setting a logical goal is comforting to the logical mind, but not really great for the subconscious. And I'm going to explain to you why. All right, I'll give you some more good examples of how to achieve your goals and targets in a little bit without having to have specific goals and targets the traditional way. All right, and I'll tell you why for the subconscious, you're not achieving your goals. And it falls down to this. The subconscious mind thinks in images. It doesn't think logically. It thinks in images, and time doesn't exist for the subconscious. We'll dig into that a little bit more in a while. Example number two of a goal. All right. And here's a common one. This is for that extremely logical people, the ones who, you know, are in engineering, in a professional field where they rely on data, statistics, and the logical factor to thrive in their profession. And heck, maybe even save people. All right, so it's a good thing they have that logical mindset. It serves them. This is the one that they like, the data-driven people. Once I hit 70% win rate in my account on Sim, I'm going to go live. But, all right, let's say that, you know, this one ignores time. So let's say in 3 months period, you hit a 70% win rate in your Sim account, you go live, and then you lose all your live money. Has that ever happened to anyone? Yes, happens to a lot of people, multiple times, in fact. So what if you keep breaking all of your trading rules and going against your trading plan, but you still manage to hit 70% win rate? All right. How do you do that? Maybe you average down into losing positions. All right. Maybe you keep adding contract sizes on there until you get profitable. Maybe you start as a day trade and you hold losers for multiple days. And yes, you're 70% green at the moment, but you're one day away from blowing out. All right. Will that serve you by going live at this point? And, you know, Sim performance is not reflective of real performance. We know that because it ignores the fact that you have to manage money, something we're so deeply attached to. From day one, we've been taught it's all about the money. Listen to the music. Listen to the culture that we absorb. All right. Money, we believe, is going to be the ultimate goal. The more we have, the happier we get. All right. This goal will just keep you in Sim until the point that you associate trading as a safe activity. In your subconscious mind, you say, hey, consciously, I'm treating this like real money. My favorite sentence. Yeah, I'm in Sim, but I'm treating this like real money. No, you're not. That's impossible. Because your subconscious mind, no matter how much you logically want to talk to it, knows for a fact that there's no risk and no loss in this scenario. So it says, hey, what you're doing is safe. You're trading in a way that isn't hurting you. It's kind of like a video game. And so the moment that you go live, even though you were logically treating your capital like SIB money, the moment you flip live, your subconscious mind lights up and says, oh my God, now there's risk. Now there's loss. Now I need to step in and eliminate this behavior or prevent this person from hurting themselves. That's subconscious mind. And because it's responsible for 99.995%, 99.996 actually percent of the processing, it's going to override your logical mind and win every single time. That's what it's designed to do. If you want to dig deeper into this SIM thing, listen to episode 16, why your demo results don't matter. We talked about this very early on the podcast. You know, and this whole 70% win rate in my account, it's a goal. It has a good intention, but it can ruin your trading career before it even starts by associating what you're doing subconsciously to a risk-free type of activity, a non-loss, non-risk event. So goals are then just a guess of what you want to happen and by when. It's really just your best shot as a human with all the information available. It's an approximation. The chance you get it right are lower than betting odds. All right. You're more likely to close your eyes and get into a trade and win than you are to hit this goal statistically. And even if you do achieve them, they may not fulfill you. All right. Why? Maybe it took too long. Maybe it was too short and now you've lost confidence. Am I doing this right? Or am I just guessing? Worse yet, by the time you become the future you of the goal you're going to achieve, those goals may not ever excite you, or they may not even serve you. You may have evolved to not need those goals. And so if you change as a person and what serves you changes, but you're still targeting a goal on a finite type of metric, you're never going to be happy. All right. Am I telling you not to have any goals? Kind of. But let's talk about some NLP here and how to really set achievement targets. All right. Number one and first thing, and this section's titled Live Your Dream Life Starting Today. This is an important shift. If you get this, you're going to make a massive shift in your life. All right. First, we have to understand that we don't really want to achieve goals. We're human beings. We don't want or we don't desire the achievement of the goal, all right? What we want is what those goals will actually do for us, all right? Let's say that again. We don't desire the achievement and the goal. We desire what the goal will do for us, how it will serve us. For example, in 6 months, making $500 a day from trading, you know, is that what you really want? Is that how you quantify your happiness? Or getting a 70% win rate in your account in SIM? Is that how you're going to know you're happy? Is that how you know you're fulfilling your life's purpose? No. We want those goals so we can do something once we've achieved those goals. All right? So think about this. What do you really want with your current goals? Is it a car? Is it a house? Is it a vacation? Is it freedom to work your own schedule? Is it to travel more? Is it to not have a boss and to be your own? Is it to spend more time with your kids? All right. Is it to spend more time with your wife? Is it to spend more time trying to make kids? That's what you really want. And a goal ignores the purpose of its achievement. A goal takes something so beautiful as life success and simplifies it to a quantifiable, boring, logical factor exercise. All right. It strips away the real purpose of it. Let's do a little thought experiment. If I gave you $1 million right now, all right, would you take it? Straight from my bank account. I'll call my banker. I'll say, hey, wire this to Mr. Podcast listener. All right, Mr. Jones, Mr. I don't know, Smith, whatever, let's use his name. Would you take that $1 million? Would you take it from me? No questions asked. I'm giving you $1 million. Well, what if you said yes, it goes into your bank account, and I say, well, wait a minute. You know nothing comes free. What if I actually told you right after I gave you $1 million, you're now going to have to spend the rest of your life in prison and you can't give that money to your family. It has to stay in your bank account. All right. So here's $1 million. The police are waiting outside for you. You're going to prison. How much is that money worth? How much is that $1 million in your bank account worth? Maybe you buy cigarettes in prison with it. Maybe a bag of potato chips. All right. You're trapped. You're stuck. You're locked for life. Now you realize here, hey, it's just worthless paper. That's all money really is. So this proves you don't want the goals you've set that bring you money, that bring you certain things. You want the lifestyle or the benefits that those goals will give you. If you could live like a millionaire today, for example, your million-dollar lifestyle requires certain things for you to achieve, certain things to have, certain things to experience. If you could have all of that today, but not have the $1 million, is that preferable over having $1 million and being in prison? Right? And most of you will say yes. Most of you at the end of the day, most of us, it isn't about the number, it's the things it could do for us. All right? You don't want the goals you've set that are financial. You want the lifestyle or benefits that those goals will provide you. All right? The exercise here is to think of how you want to live life and really to start doing it today. This is the thing. Look at all the goals you've set if you have them in life. If you don't, that's just fine too because you could start fresh. Look at all the goals, put them on paper, and in a new column, ask yourself, what will these goals really do for me? All right. I'm not saying your goals are not important. I'm asking you, what do you really want to be when you've achieved those goals? What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of things do you want to do? What kind of people do you want to hang around with? What kind of stuff do you want to wear? Hey, if you want to be dressed in head to toe Gucci every day, if you're passionate about that, or Louis Vuitton or Dior, all right, or any of these, you know, luxury item brands, that's not my place to question that. If that's what you really want, that's what you deserve. Nobody's willing to question that. What experiences do you want to have? What kind of vacations do you want to go on? Right? How do you want to treat your kids? What will you be able to do for your kids? What about for your significant other? What about your parents? Think about those things because those are the things you're really after. Those are the things that excite your subconscious mind, but do not excite your logical mind whatsoever. Your logical mind is not excited by the fact that you could take care of your parents or your kids. Not one bit. Logically, that makes no sense. If I have all this stuff, logically, why would I give it away? So we can't create goals on logic, but then expect them to please us on a personal level, on a deeper, more meaningful level. That's really the problem. And so here's an exercise for you. So I want you to think, what do you want your dream life to be like? What is your dream life? And when I ask that question, you'd be shocked to know that many people don't know. It's really sad, but because they don't feel like they could achieve the goals that they believe are required for success, they haven't even spent a moment to imagine what success would be like for them. Imagine that. Be free. Free your mind. Think about it. You deserve anything you want, and you deserve to have and be and do whatever it is you want. So have that exercise. What is my dream life? Forget about logic for a second. Forget about how much you make. Forget about debt that you might have. Just think, what do I want? All right? What do I want to have? What do I want to experience? Who do I want to be? Now, here are some examples of traditional things that people say logically and how these things don't need to be in the future. Because here's a simple fact. All right? You might want more time with, let me just go through the examples. Example number one, I want to spend more time with my family is one common one. And so people create a goal to make $500 a day and quit their full-time job, all right, on a logical level. But what they really want is more time with their family. Guess what? How's this for goal achievement? You can have that today. All right, do it right now. Find ways to eliminate things out of your schedule that are taking up time, that don't fulfill you, all right? And make it happen today. I am 1,000% confident there's something small you could do that won't change your life, that'll give you the ability to spend more time with your family. Sure, it's a sacrifice, but having $1 million, $20 million, $100 million comes with sacrifices too. You may not realize it yet, but the more wealth you have, the more you're gonna have sacrifice. You might spend more time with your family, but now you have to do it a little more privately. All right, now you're going to have to choose where you go. Certain areas, you become a target with wealth. All right, and so these are the considerations people don't think about. But going back here to the topic is that if you want to spend more time with your family, you could do that right now. You don't need to have this crazy financial goal. Start experiencing it today. Today, spend more time with your family more than you did yesterday. Make a plan for that. Forget the financial goal. Because what's going to happen is you're going to experience the thing that you thought you had to wait 6 months, a year for. You're going to experience it now. You're going to get a taste of it. You're going to get immediate fulfillment. And it's going to convert to motivation and passion for you to go out there and actually do what you have to have more time with your family. So how is that for a goal? Not only will you do more of what you need to have more time with your family, you'll come up with the motivation and the passion to make that happen. Doors will open. All you have to think about is visualize spending more time with your family. The universe will deliver to your doorstep the action plan. I know it sounds out there, believe me, until you try it and it works. I'm converted. I was skeptical about all this stuff until I created some great stuff for myself that I never would have thought of personally. They just got downloaded. Like an email would pop up. Bing, here's what you got to do. Obviously, not an actual email. I tend to deliver my downloads, as I call them, in weird circumstances when I least expect it. All right, in the shower, sometimes I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and I have to jot something down. I always got my phone handy with the pen out. I have a Galaxy Note 10 so I could scribble some notes whenever things hit me. All right, sometimes I'll just be playing with my son in the play yard. He'll run away. I'll start chasing him and bing, I get a download. I have to stop for a second. Obviously, make sure he's okay first and write some stuff down. Here's another example. I want to be financially independent. No, you don't. You don't want to be financially independent. You want to be what that will do for you. So what does financial independence mean for you? Well, having the resources to withstand any kind of emergency situations, having the capital available to know that if everything else goes wrong, you're safe. All right. So if you actually is your goal to have financial independence, you could start doing that now. This is an extreme example. Start saving more of your salary. Start putting more money into your savings account by spending less and prioritizing where you're going to spend your money. And try to live just off of the returns the savings generate and not off of the salary. Don't spend the money that you make working for it. Spend the money that works for you that you've made. For example, put aside your salary into dividend stock. Spend the dividend, but do not touch the salary. Even if it's just 20% of the salary, put that money to work for you and you're going to get a taste of financial independence. You're not going to pay 100% of your expenses off of that today. But even if you make $4 extra a year on dividends, you're technically more financially independent than you are without that $4. It's laughable, but that's how it starts. And if that's laughable to you, cut more of your expenses, sacrifice more of your outings, going to the bars, going to, you know, spending money on these stupid things that we just consume. Consume less and save more. All right? And that lifestyle will give you the financial independence. You don't have to wonder how you're going to get it. All right? Check this one out. I don't want to have a boss anymore. You might have a goal of making $1,000 a day, but really what you want is to be self-sufficient. Well, guess what? You could wait 12 years for that to happen. You could wait 5 years, 2 years. You could create a goal for what you believe is right. Because look, your goal is just your belief system today. If you work on yourself and you improve as a person, if you do personal development, that goal will become more achievable without working towards it just by having an expanded consciousness and mindset. So what you think today isn't going to be the person that gets to realize that goal. It'll be a much better version of you. So that's the crappy part about goals. So if you don't want to have a boss anymore, you could do that right now. Set blackout times for the weekends. Tell your work, listen, I'm not available on the weekend. And even though you're not available, sometimes we have that work phone on the corner of the desk and we see the light blinking and we know there's emails coming in while we're trying to play with our kid and it affects our quality of life. So you don't want to have a boss anymore. You may not be able to quit. Turn off that phone for 2 days a week and focus 100% on the things you do want to do. You've now just created a situation or a life in which you don't have a boss 2 out of 7 days. That's what that is. 2 out of 7 is 28%. Now, 28% of the time, you don't have a boss. How's that? You just achieved 28% of your goal in 1 second. That will motivate you. That will drive you. That'll give your subconscious the imagery you need to get the other 72 much faster than any logical level you could. All right. So what I'm trying to say here is whatever lifestyle that you want, you can start living it now to some extent. And really, that's better than goals. This is the instant achievement of all of your goals today and fuel for inspiration for you to take even bolder action in the future to create some of your bigger goals in shorter periods of time. Logical goal setting doesn't work. It doesn't bring fulfillment. Keep the focus on what you want to do and work towards it every day. All right, pretend you have all the money in the world. All right, take Jeff Bezos, I don't know, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim, all the guys that are on the top of the Forbes list, combine their net worth and pretend you see that in your bank account. Now what? Now what will you do? What do you do with your time? Every single thing, every goal that you could want is achieved with that money on a logical level. But what will you do with your time? Because if you have all the money in the world and you're not doing anything, that's the fastest formula for depression. Human beings want progress, not money. Money will not outlive you. Money will outlive you if you make enough and you can hand it down to generations. All right, but that's just opportunity. You're creating opportunity for others. Isn't there an opportunity to be happy yourself? All right, isn't there an opportunity for you to stop and just ask yourself, hey, George, what do I want? What do I want out of life? And start living that way as if though you had all that money today. And I guarantee you that will get you more success quicker than any goal you could imagine because you don't have to wait. You could start living like you've accomplished 10, 15, 20% of your goals today, which will in turn help you achieve those very same goals quicker because there's less of them left, if that makes sense. All right? Stay happy and stay focused. Ditch those money goals, stop focusing on the dollars, start focusing on the quality of life you desire and work your way towards achieving it right now. And use that motivation, passion, desire, and convert that to fuel to create more. And one last tip, find a way to be more aware. Find a way to be more present. There is no past, there is no future. All we have is here in the now. And if you're more attentive in the now, if you think about it in trading, we say, stop trading what you think, trade what you see. Trading what you see is a way of living in the now. If you could live in the now with your life, imagine the possibilities that you'll see that you could have never dreamed of when you were creating your goals in a bedroom with a pen. All right, think about the power of that. The power of now will steer you to where you want as long as you're holding the vision of what exactly you want. All right, so that's what I'm going to leave you with. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I thank you for listening. If you loved it, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every single day. This is a free room with a lot of resources that we set up for you. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Take care and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.